Part 10, Chapter 7. With dawn making a faint, pale line in the east, Johnny looked down into the abyss. The pure white lode showed not the slightest trace of gold. It was in plain sight. When the recon drone came over, Turl would have a picture of this. Far, far below, as yet invisible in the darkness, a new fall of rock would tell the story. Johnny tried to estimate Turl's reaction. It was difficult to do so, for Turl was undoubtedly over his own edge into madness. How many hours did Johnny have until the drone? Not many. The air was unaccountably still. The morning wind had not started up. The dawn light was reflected back from the surrounding majestic peaks. Johnny ran over to a flying platform and gestured to a pilot to join him. He lifted it up, put it over the edge of the chasm, and dropped it like a rocket to the bottom. He braked it and hovered. Turning on the beam lights of the platform, he examined the mass of fallen rock. Some of it had gone through the river ice. Some of it made a new bank for the stream. He played the light through the debris. It was an enormous mass. Hopefully, he looked for some slightest whiteness that would indicate a piece of the lode. None. A ton of gold, perhaps. But now it was buried under a mountain of rockfall, possibly even plunged into the river bottom. The debris was so peaked and broken, one couldn't even land on it. He tossed around the idea of clearing a flat place, but it would take hours, and the winds would be here soon. He had to face it. The gold was gone. The morning wind was beginning to blow now. He couldn't stay down here and live to tell about it. If he had another short period of morning quiet, he might do something, but they'd used up their time. He sent the flying platform screaming up to the clifftop. It was already being buffeted by turbulent air. He landed. He told Robert the Fox,
"Get these men back to the town!"
Johnny walked back and forth. The parson looked at him in sympathy.
"We aren't done yet, laddie,"
said the parson. The whole group looked to be in the shock of disappointment. Robert the Fox was looking at Johnny. They were loading the saved crew, and two pilots were at the controls of the plane. Donaldine was being eased gently aboard.
"I'm going to do it,"
said Johnny suddenly. Robert the Fox and the parson walked over.
"Turl doesn't know how close that drift was to the inside of the lode. He doesn't know that we hadn't already mined the back of it. If he sees that white quartz out there, he'll know we didn't get to it before the slide. Thor!"
he shouted.
"How close were you to the fissure?"
Thor asked the shift leader, and they did some calculations.
"About 5 feet!"
Thor finally shouted from the plane.
"I'll blow it in! It doesn't matter now if we blast! I'm going to blow the last end of the drift so it looks like it was through! Take that plane back fast and get me explosives and a shot holer gun!"
He rattled off the exact explosives needed, and the plane with the salvaged crew vibrated, ready to take off.
"And bring in the next shift! We've very little time till the recon drone passover! Fly fast!"
It was daylight now, and they could. The plane roared off the pad.